Dr. Mejia, the gentle patient Teresita Rojas, Medicare Records 140011, number 71-1967, referring physician self, procedure performed, EGD, secondary procedure, esophageal dilation, biopsies, and two hemoclips placement, date of the procedure January 6, 2023, indications nausea, dysphagia, epigastric pain, post-op diagnosis, in pressure 1, esophagitis, LA class B, number 2, small hiatal hernia, number 2, chest strings, number 3, status for esophageal dilation from 18 to 20 millimeters, empirically, due to bleeding from the dilation site, the two hemoclips were applied, period. Death from section, second portion of the duodenum, complication non-immediate, medication, aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, per paragraph, open procedures for EGD template, per paragraph findings, oropharynx, pneumonia, per paragraph esophagus, there's a non-obstructive chest screen, period, ring appear patent and open, period, and empiric dilation was performed from 18 to 20 millimeters with CRE balloons, period, after dilation, bleeding was identified and two hemoclips were applied. Hemostasis was achieved and bleeding was controlled, period. Paragraph. Esophagus biopsy taken from mid-distal and proximal esophagus with eosinophilic esophagitis, period. Paragraph. Small hiatal hernia present, period. Paragraph. Stomach, appear normal. Biopsy taken from anterior body hiatal pallor, period. Paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, period. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1, for the pathology reports, number 2. Under inflammation, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, we start a patient on PPIs, 40 milligrams via daily of protonics, period, paragraph, next number, patient is to follow up in G office, interval 4.